You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools, all made to fast-track your success. Put the go in your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and start your free trial today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Time now for our daily tech and business report. Today's a big moment of truth for Wall Street as trades made in anticipation of the presidential election going one way or the other, and it's going to come to fruition. Now, for more on this, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Carter Johnson, foreign exchange rates reporter with Bloomberg. Good afternoon, Carter. How's your day going?
Hey, it's going all right. How are you doing?
Not too bad. I do understand, like, sports betting sites, they're not allowed to bet on the presidential race, but Wall Street has a whole other option. What's going on here? Do we know how much money has been moved on Wall Street already in anticipation of the election?
Yeah, for sure. It's a great question. And there is no hard number, but it's safe to say it's a lot. And that's across stocks. It's across bonds. It's across crypto, which has really been an interesting one to watch as well. So we're pretty much seeing it show up across pretty much every asset you can think of.
What markets stand to gain the most and also lose the most depending on these results that we're all waiting for?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think probably the big one is the bond market. That's really been in focus over the past few months. And that's really tied to a lot of Donald Trump's economic policies. You know, there's been a view as he's written in, as he's risen in some of those online prediction markets, betting markets, that he's bad for bonds, namely because some of his policies, tariffs, tax cuts, they stimulate growth. They could lead to some reignition of inflation, et cetera. And that would theoretically drive up bond yields, which is something we've been talking about for a long time. The other thing to watch are stocks, you know, and I think that's something that's always in focus. And the big question, I think, for a lot of folks is which specific sectors and industries are going to be most impacted under Trump or Harris? And we can get into that, but there's definitely some real wide divergences among those.
Well, that's actually, we do want to talk about that. Now, according to all the polls, everything is really looking at a dead heat at this moment. Who's going to be winning on this? Are the investors hedging their bets at all? Money is coming on both sides. What are we looking at here? Who benefits?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think investors definitely are hedging their bets. There's been a lot of hedging against market volatility, which is, you know, depending on how you look at it and which assets we're talking about, it's really high, almost, you know, historically high over many years. So it's volatile out there. And that means people are sort of hedging against that and probably reducing some exposures because of that. But that being said, you know, a couple sectors we can focus on in stocks, you know, banks is a really big, you know, stock sector. And there's a pretty widespread view that under Trump, regulations are probably a little bit lighter on the banks. Under Harris, a little more stronger. And they're one industry that really stands to potentially see a big divergence depending on who's elected. The other is energy. You know, you think about clean energy companies, probably expect those to rally quite a bit if it becomes clear that Harris is winning, vice versa. If it becomes clear Trump is winning, you'd expect some of the more traditional oil companies to get quite a lift as well.
Excellent. Thank you very much there, Carter Johnson. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.